Well, the answer to commuting is, of course, leave your car at home and take public transport. But where do you leave your car? Well, certainly if you travel by train, you're going to leave it at the car park at the station, if there is one. All is not as simple as it seems. I'm joined now by rail commuter Yvonne Howard. Yvonne, welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much.
You commute from where to where?
I commute from Gormanston in County Meath to Connolly Station every day.
All right. Your problem isn't with the train. Your problem is parking your car.
That's right, yes.
What's the problem?
Well, last Friday evening when we arrived back in the car park, there was a notice on all the windscreens informing us that car park was opening, the new car park was opening on the 24th of September, and we would have to pay for the privilege of parking our cars there. They say as a contribution to the development and ongoing maintenance of this facility, it will be necessary to charge for its usage. We got that on Friday evening and the new car park opened on Monday morning, and therefore people using the train have to park their cars there at a cost of €2 a day or €5 a week, which on the scale of things, people say it's €1 a day, but over a year it's €260 on top of an already exorbitant train fare that we
pay
yearly.
How much is the train fare? How much does it cost you a year?
It's €1,200 a year for me to travel from Gormanston into Dublin.
So you would now be paying, say, close to €1,500 a year from taxed income. That's net of tax. So you'd have to earn, you'd have to earn the over €2,500 to get.
20%. Yeah. In effect, it's a stealth tax that they're imposing on us. You know, their loyal customer base, the people who use the train every day.
What about the issue that they have to pay for the car park and maintain it?
I don't run with that because they've actually passed it over to a company called Euro Car Parks Limited. Now, I don't know what way it operates. Is it a franchise operation? I don't think there's an awful lot of maintenance on a new car park. I know they've put it in place, but surely the amount of money that we're paying on our train fare is sufficient for them to maintain a car park.
Yeah, just a matter of interest. I didn't notice. Shame on me. When I got a train in France going to Bordeaux from Paris, but you pay obviously at a Paris train station, but that's a city centre train station. It's not like a commuter station, so I can't give you what my experience is. I don't know whether British Rail do it. Hopefully, we'll find out by the end of this piece. But essentially, here what you now have is you have a charge which is roughly 20% your rail ticket, isn't it?
That's right, yeah. Yeah. And I mean, you know, they're providing the facility. The government want us to use public transport, but they're imposing another tax upon us to use this public transport. If I had a proper park and ride facility, I would maybe drive into town or as far as into town as I could. I have to use public transport. And Gormanston Station is a country station that's only accessible, you know, if you have a car.
Absolutely.
You can't walk to it. It's not really, you know, within people's confines of cycling to it.
Okay.
So to say I'm really annoyed about it is putting it mildly.
Okay, well done. Well, you've got your chance. I'm also joined by Derek Wheeler of the Rail Users Ireland Group. Derek, are you as incensed as Yvonne?
I am indeed. Good evening, George. I can't blame Yvonne for feeling the way she feels, because the policy of parking fees actually flies in the face of encouraging people to use public transport. Any additional cost, excluding your standard fare increases, is counterproductive. And this whole paid parking thing with Irish Rail, there seems to be an element of inconsistency in Irish Rail's approach to paid parking. For example, the car park in Turles, County Tipperary, was upgraded last year and paid parking wasn't introduced. But in the greater Dublin region, which of course Gormanston would be part of, Irish Rail are rolling it out very, very quickly. So one could be forgiven for thinking that they see people in this particular region as so dependent on rail services that they're an easy touch to make a few bob in parking charges.
Now, there's a suggestion from people, it's actually quite difficult to get out of these car parks at the end of the day, is it?
It is indeed. I mean, my own local station is Nason Sands in County Kildare. And on a regular basis, Monday to Friday, between 5 and 7, when a train arrives, you can have maybe up to a 20-minute wait to actually get out of the car park. I mean, that kind of thing is crazy. We have to be looking at the bigger picture. I mean, we have to be looking at the provision of local transport. I mean, Yvonne has talked about Gormanston there and the fact that it's only accessible by car because of the location of the station. So we maybe have to be putting the onus on the Department of Transport and local county councils to develop other methods like bus services to actually bring people into these station locations and also serve the towns that are around these stations. So we're killing two birds with one stone. We're taking, you know, rail commuter road traffic getting to and from the station off the roads, and then we're taking local traffic off the roads as well. And we shouldn't be afraid to subsidise this, because any subsidy will be far outweighed by the benefits in terms of the quality of life improvements.
All right, thank you so much. Rail Users Ireland spokesperson there, Derek Wheeler. Now, brave as ever, Barry Kenny, spokesperson for Éireann Road Éireann, where he is Corporate Communications Manager, joins me on the telephone. Barry, welcome to the programme.
Hi, George, good evening.
You've increased the fare from Gormanston by 20%. Is it factual?
Well, I mean, what we've done is we've improved the car park facilities quite significantly. Up to last week, we had a 40-space car park at Gormanston. You had a further 30 cars parked out on the road. You had people who lived on the road who were being blocked into their houses, difficulty with access for emergency vehicles. And we invested €1 million in expanding the car park at Gormanston to provide a 250-space facility, which opened last Monday. And our policy is with new car parks, and we've done this in Leixlip Louisa Bridge earlier this year.
But not in Turles.
Well, I mean, as I say, this is something that we have begun, because we have a major car park investment program coming up. I mean, it's not true to say it's just the Dublin area, because we've opened new car parks in Mallow and Ennis as well, where car parking charges have been introduced. And we feel that the fare of €2 a day, or for the benefit of people who are travelling with us week in, day in, day out, €5 a week, is very much a nominal charge to cover costs of development and maintenance of the car parks. And I don't accept that the fare from Gormanston to Dublin is exorbitant. I mean, if you take that €1,200 a year annual ticket, straightly on a week-by-week basis, that works out at €23 a week. So if you're travelling day in, day out, your fare for a 24-mile journey each way is €2.30, and you will not get that value anywhere.
No, but don't stray away from the point at that discussion, which is the car park.
Yeah.
And by charging for the car park, the effective increase to somebody travelling from Gormanston is 20%.
Yeah, if they're using the car park. And
but they've no other way of getting there.
And I do accept that Gormanston is one of these stations where the majority of users park in it. But we feel that, as opposed to the previous situation, which was actually, I think, restricting the growth of the number of people using the station. The fact of the matter is there weren't proper car parking facilities there. We've put the investment in. There is a genuine cost associated with this. And as we invest in our car parks, our plan is to induce this small nominal charge. And, it compares, if you compare local authority car parks that are adjacent to some of our rail stations, the charges are far higher. If you look at the Lewis Park and Ride facilities, the charges are €4 a day. So, we have genuinely tried to keep this rate as low as possible. And Leixlip Louisa Bridge, where we opened a car park and applied this charge earlier this year, has been an enormous success. People in housing estates adjacent to the station who used to have their estate badly clogged up with cars, now they are using what's a proper CCTV-monitored car park, and commuters are seeing the benefit. I think another side of it as well, George, is it extends the scope of people who can actually use public transport, because what we have found is people that live really within walking distance of the station don't tend to drive and park anymore. The people who live in a wider catchment area who would see a benefit from that are now able to use the services.
But why? I mean, you make the point. We are trying to get ticketing. Like when you go to France, the one ticket gets you everywhere. And then when we come back here, of course, we can't do it. But why, therefore, if we have some kind of coordinated issue, are you paying €4 for Lewis and €1 for you? I mean, surely, if we're going to try and have coordinated ticketing, we should have a coordinated approach to car parking.
Well, as I say, you know, we're in a process at the moment where we have to expand. It's actually one of the biggest challenges that we face. As we expand all the services, we've got to look, you know, in the vast majority of cases where we have land for car parking, all of that land is used. So we've got to work with local authorities, you know, find areas of land where we're not in competition with big developers who want to develop property adjacent to stations, to try and develop that land, go multi-storey where we can. There's a few locations we're looking at for that, and expand the car parking so as the wide catchment area, so as people who aren't living directly adjacent to the station actually have the strong transport option. And as I say, you know, the experience in Leixlip, the experience in other areas has been that where there's a proper quality facility provided, and it also addresses, you know, and trying to address the things that Derek describes, where you do have those problems with access because of the environment around the station, working with local authorities to address that as well.
Okay.
We feel it will not be a deterrent and people will see the value in the facilities.
All right, thank you, Barry Kenny, Corporate Communications Manager at Éireann Road Éireann. In just a moment.
For business owners.